Good afternoon. This is Sam Brooks, and this is Local Matter Sports. Today, I have the privilege of talking to a mentor of mine, Wayne Shanks, a former boss of mine, actually, and real big in the sports area, in the sports scene around Cookeville and Putnam County. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Sam, for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And as we go through some of the information today from you, I want to touch on a couple of things, and we'll jump into many of those as we go along. But I always start out with your family and want to hear a little bit about your family.
Well, we are blessed to have, Kathy and I are blessed to have three children, Tiffany, Andrea, and Wes. Tiffany is married to Matt Davison, and we have three grandchildren by them, Easton, Matthew, Graham Warren, and Baylor Kate. And, of course, they live here in Cookeville. And then Andrea lives in Knoxville, and she has twin boys. She's married to Drew Laneley, and they have Court Sutton and Garrett Thomas. They're 4 years old. Then Wes lives here in town, and he's married to Alex Mulligan from Warren County. So Wes and Alex have Cameron. She's going to be six. And then Tanner. He's our last grandson, or his last of seven grandchildren. So he's going to be three pretty soon.
Well, you just passed the test, so that's pretty good. Names is something I hope I am able to remember my grandchildren as well as you have and the rest of the family. I want to dive a little deeper into that. Someone I probably knew of before I met you got the opportunity to be around you early on in my career coming out of college, but your father, Walter Warren.
Yes, thank you. Dad was a good mentor, an awesome father. You know, he was an awesome father, grandfather, husband, son, brother. So he spent some time, as you know, as a school superintendent. He was in education for over 30-something years here in Putnam County, but he spent additional time with the State Department of Education as the Upper Cumberland or the Upper Middle Tennessee Adult Education Coordinator for the state. And so, yeah, he was well-known not only here in Putnam County for his educational knowledge, but he's also known throughout the whole state. But Dad spent 12 years as an elected superintendent from 1972 to 1984, and I still hear a lot of quality things about my dad. Even today, when I'm out, people will recognize who I am, and they'll ask me if I happen to belong to Walter Warren Shanks, and then they go on to speak highly of him as a school superintendent.
Well, I'll touch on that a little bit. I didn't really know your dad real well as far as working for him. I came a little bit later after he had got into the adult education thing. But, man, I know so many people that knew him, worked for him, loved working for him. And just I think he was probably the type of director of schools that I would have enjoyed working under, because I know so many other folks did. So that, as you said, that's got to make you feel good. As his son. And then, you know, I've gotten to know your mom real well, and just think the world of her. Can't say enough about her. And every time I get the opportunity to talk to her, you find yourself wanting to continue talking to her. Maybe I have to go do something, or maybe I'm late for something. You still want to stay around and just talk to her even more. She's such a pleasure to be around.
Yeah. Thank you for saying something about mother. Yes, she loves life, and she's full of energy. And at the age of 85, she continues to work the family farm. We have about 40 head of mama cattle, and and we have 20 baby calves or feeder calves. And so I see her quite a bit at the farm. And she, again, just she still plays basketball on the Senior Olympics. Last year, she was successful with her teammates as the Senior Olympics National Championships. That was her third gold. She also won it, if I remember correctly, they won it when they were in San Francisco and also in Houston. Of course, they went to some other state or national competitions, but that was her third gold. And, of Of course, I was had the privilege of being her coach this last trip to the Nationals, and that happened to be at Birmingham, and it was fun. She was the only one on the team from Middle Tennessee. The other six girls are from East Tennessee. So it was a situation where we didn't get to practice a whole lot together. We just kind of met in Birmingham and played and ended up doing quite well. Actually, we were 6-0 and won the gold. So she's looking forward to another year, which will be 2019, and heading to Albuquerque, New Mexico to compete there. She's all gung-ho about that. So I guess that's where we'll be planning this time next year.
Today we're talking to Wayne Shanks, former educator in Putnam County, coach, teacher for a long while, and we're going to continue on right with that, Wayne. I got to get to know you. Gosh, the first time I remember really seeing you was when I was playing football at Tennessee Tech and reffing summer basketball just to make a little money in the summer. And I remember you were coaching girls basketball at that time and baseball, of course. At Upperman High School, and got to referee a pretty highly contested basketball game at that time. And I knew who you were, but you know, didn't get the opportunity to talk to you that much at that time because you were there, and I was of course at Tech playing football. And I remember that summer I had several of your games, and got the opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. And one that I remember very well was a highly contested game at Dana Ballou at that time, McWilliams now, played in and come down to a last-minute shot, and she shot it, and the horn went off, and I called no shot, and it went in. Had I not called no shot, you would have won the game, and I heard it from her. We had a conversation about that, actually, when she was on the air. So, you know, what I noticed about you at that time, and having heard a lot about you and your coaching and being an educator in Putnam County at that time, your competitiveness, that was very relevant at that time. But in that particular situation, you handled a tough situation. I was just a young kid trying to make $5 a game, and you realized that. You knew that and didn't really say a whole lot about the end result of the game. You were there to learn. You were there to teach your kids, and I think you took it that way, Dana. Dana was a little different. She wanted to win, and had it was real close. You know, as a coach, as you went through many years of dealing with raising kids up, if you will, and using sports as a way to do that, what was your great philosophy that you followed at that time as a coach?
Gosh, that's I don't know if I had just really one thing, but high expectations for everything that you do, you know, just making sure that you put the preparation in so when that time comes, you can execute and hopefully come out on the winning side. But, you know, on the floor, I expected the players to perform, you know, and I also expected them to be good people off the floor as well and carry themselves as people that would be respected for their ways. So, Dana was I knew Dana was going to be a coach after her first year. My first year of girls basketball, she was a freshman point guard. That was in 1985. But, Dana, after that first year, I could tell she really understood the offenses. She recognized the defenses. And she could, by her sophomore year, she was putting the players in place. Coach didn't have to do so much of that from the bench, which was great. But anyway, she obviously has gone on to do quite well as a coach. And I'm proud of her, proud of a lot of players that played for me and very thankful for what they've become. Even recently, I don't know if you know Lynn Randolph, but she was on that state, 1992 state team for the girls that went to Murfreesboro, and she was inducted this last fall into the David Lipscomb Sports Hall of Fame, and so I had the opportunity to go watch her be inducted, and she has done just awesome things at Good Pasture. I think won 4 straight volleyball state championships, right, at Class A, you know, and that's on the girls' basketball side of it, and on the baseball side of it, we had several kids probably go to some JUCOs and play and compete and do quite well. And a couple of names that went on to four-year schools. I guess the first one was Mike Jones. They called him Gus.
Yes.
He actually graduated from Upperman High School, then went to Tennessee Tech and became all OVC, and actually was drafted and played for the Royals a couple of years in their minor league system. And, of course, I guess the other player that played at a four-year school was Jason Stanton. He went to MTSU, became all OVC as a left-hander pitcher there. And well, I guess what's neat now is I'm seeing those same group of kids, a lot of them, out coaching their kids and see them at the ballparks with their youth baseball and see the excitement that they are still bringing to the communities and to their kids in developing them into quality players.
And it's got to be exciting, Coach, to be able to be retired now, if you want to call it that. I know you're still working a lot, but to be able to go to these functions and have these former students and athletes come up to you, you know, from where my point of view right now, I'm not quite there yet as far as looking at retirement. I guess it's right around the corner, but I envision a day when I'm able to slow down a little bit and be able to be maybe a normal citizen around Cookeville, attend a lot of events that I'm not able to do right now, and be able to kind of take a look at your lifetime of work that you've had. It's got to be enjoyable to get some of that feedback from some of those folks now.
It is, and I'm humbled by what is presented to me from time to time, and I don't know how much I slow down.
Today we're talking to Wayne Shanks. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Today we're talking to Wayne Shanks, longtime educator and coach in Putnam County school system, and we're going to continue on that conversation, Coach. It's a habit of calling you Coach, so by doing that, I think that's probably the biggest compliment that I could give somebody, yeah. By the way. So,
thank you. I answer to that quite often.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. I want to jump forward a little bit. Man, you've done so many great things in sports throughout your career, but I do want to jump into the educator hat that you wore for many years. You went into administration, if I'm not mistaken, down at Upperman High School and became the head principal really did some good things down there and hiring some quality people under you as time went on and then made a jump from Upperman High School into Cookeville High School, where our relationship became a lot stronger. But I do want to talk about your time at Upperman High School being the head guy down there. It's I got the opportunity to go down there and be football coach and jump into that community and was just so impressed by the amount of support that they had from the community. And I got to learn what it was like to be in a smaller situation, a smaller town that did have a lot of tradition and a lot of support. You were definitely big in establishing a lot of that tradition down at Upperman High School, along with other people, you know, Jimmy Maynard, a lot of other folks. But I think what went a long way in your career as a coach and doing that and led you into administrative days was winning that state championship at Upperman, I guess, multiple. While you were there. So can you touch on that just a little?
Well, you know, I really enjoyed my time as an administrator at Upperman High School. It was, you know, when I went in there to become principal, you know, I just felt like what I needed to do was build upon the great things that were already there. And there were a lot of quality things there. I'd worked under Mr. Arnold Brown and also Mr. Frank Medley, and they were great to work for. And they just from a baseball standpoint, from a sports standpoint, they allowed me the freedom to do the things that I felt like I needed to do to grow those programs. And so I guess as principal at Upperman High School, probably the first thing that I really focused on was the advanced studies. We basically only had a general curriculum at that time. And so students received their honors diploma based upon a regular curriculum, the top 10% of a regular curriculum. So we began to put honors classes in place. I remember the talking to Miss Yvonne Hicks at that time, and she worked with me so we could start putting in more of those type of classes. And I think the high expectations for academics, you can never go wrong with that. And our students there begin to accept that. And, you know, I believe they were looking forward to it. And of course, it has become a good academic institution as well.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, you know, from my time down there, I think it's really set up to be what I would consider probably one of the better schools in the state of Tennessee as time goes on. And they're definitely moving in that direction, as well as many other Putnam County schools with our leadership that we have. And I want to touch on that. I guess the only bone I got to pick with you was, you know, I was at Cookeville offensive coordinator, and Jerry Boyd was at Cofield. And we had a conversation about this when he was here, but I had contacted Jerry. We had grown up together, played together, went to Tennessee Tech together, and David Little had taken over, I guess, somewhere along that time frame, and made the contact to Jerry to come back to Cookeville and teach science, chemistry, I believe, at that time. And so we got him back down here in the summer and put him to work as a defensive back and wide receiver coach at Cookeville High School. And I guess we had him for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, something like that. And then good for David Little for recognizing talent in Jerry Boyd and his wife. And we were looking for an assistant principal. That was in my second year at Upperman as the principal. And just had hired Stephanie to be a tracks teacher in the special education division of our school, and I did have a application on file from Jerry about being an administrator, but he'd already been hired at Cookeville High School for the football position and science position. Things didn't. I went out on. To hire somebody and ask for the recommendation, but the recommendation fell through. So I went to my list of applicants, and there was Jerry, and I thought, you know, awful strong application. And the more I read it, the more I felt like this guy really would be worth an interview. So we called him in and had the interview, and as you said, he accepted the position and became the assistant principal at Cookeville High School. I mean, at Upperman. Assistant principal at Upperman High School. And then a few years later, when I was asked to go to Cookeville High School as principal, then he became the principal there at Upperman. So I feel like Upperman High School, you know, really got a great administrator in Mr. Boyd.
That's I've learned something. That's new information to me. I didn't realize that you had hired Stephanie previous of bringing Jerry in for an interview, and that's very interesting. That gives me some ammunition when I'm talking to Jerry about this situation. But what did you see? What do you look for? I mean, coming into that situation, his experience had been as a teacher in the classroom. What convinced you that he was going to be a good leader, a good assistant principal for your school?
Well, you know, in speaking to him in the interview, I did realize that coaching was important to him, but it was not what he wanted to do his entire professional career. And I realized how strong he was academically. My understanding was he was in pre-med at Memphis prior to going straight, you know, staying into education. So that told me a lot about his knowledge. And so in the interview, he pretty much, I gathered, he really, really, really looked forward to the day when he could be an administrator. So that's really what you need. You need people that have passion, whether it's as a teacher in the classroom or passion as an administrator. People have to be passionate about what they're doing. If you can find that in the interview process, then you probably got a good candidate to consider.
As far as leadership style, I've watched from afar many people. You were one of them in this area that I look to for kind of how people do things. Your leadership style, you directed your players, your teachers, if you will, and I'm talking one in the same there. You direct the people that follow you kind of in a more quiet manner. Derrick Vaughn, if you will. I've seen people who yell a lot. Some of them tend to get a lot out of their players, whereas even the quiet folks, and I say quiet, I've seen you get right at times, but you're not a yeller. You seem to get what you want out of the people that work for you in another way. How did you come about that? Is that just your personality?
I don't know. Probably a little bit different as a coach than I am as an administrator. But I did expect a lot from the staff, just like I expected a lot from my players. You know, performance is the key, and you look for that, you look for that in many different ways. But as far as my leadership style, I guess that just let me see how I can help those teachers become better teachers, and what can I give you to make your job better? I can tell you that the most important thing in a building is to have a quality environment that's focused on teaching and learning, and that has to be the number one approach as an administrator and as a school building. That was it, I guess, and try to be a good listener. I think if I'd learned anything from listening to others talk about my father, he was a great listener. And I learned that early on, that if I could just listen to what the faculty and the staff had to say, then I would be better able to move in the right direction as far as making decisions.
We're talking to Wayne Shanks, former educator, principal, coach in Putnam County. Continuing that conversation, Wayne, it's evident that you have stayed busy. You've gone from one area of leadership, if you will, and you talked about your family and 7 grandchildren now. There's probably a whole lot to do. Differences. Now you're out on the farm, you're working cattle, you're working with the grandchildren every now and then. How has life changed for you?
Well, you know, I just understand that as a young boy, that's what I did before getting into the profession of education. I was raised on a farm, and all those skills that I learned there on the farm, they just played on through into my professional career. I stayed quite busy with helping mother on the family farm. Stayed quite busy with at home. Kathy has a disability with Parkinson's disease, and I want to give her a shout out for being just such a battler of it. Every day she gets up and she fights that like a tiger, and so I'm very proud of her for the way she approaches her disease. She's just a perfect example of the way you need to be if you happen to be in a position of that kind of disability. So kudos to her.
And I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to get to that. And man, what a champ! And I've known her for gosh a lot longer than I've known you. Actually, was in her class in 7th grade. And you talk about someone that can discipline someone. She did.
That's probably the 9th grade, Sam.
Was it the 9th grade?
Okay. Physical science.
Physical science. That's right. That's right. That's right. And she was one of my favorite teachers.
Thank you.
There's no doubt. And well, Wayne Shanks, your body of work in Putnam County, both with family, representing your family, representing the schools that you've worked for, and being a leader in Putnam County is well documented. And I don't know how you do it, but you managed to stay young, too. You don't seem like you changed much in 20 years. So I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to come to the show and sharing a little bit about you and your family with the folks of the Upper Cumberland. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Sam.